surprised you're listening to The Beat?
No, I'm not surprised at anything. I don't want to answer any questions like that.
Chicago sports spoken here. Doomsday. This is The Beat on 720 WGN.
Welcome back. Connor McKnight, he's Mark Carman. You know, Carm, I figured out why everybody is gathered to watch or check out the studio here.
Why would that be, Connor?
It's because the folks at Tree Time decorated the whole thing.
Oh, it's nice.
I mean, look at how nice this place looks.
It's very nice.
We got wreaths and lights and icicles and ornaments. We got everything going on from our friends at Tree Time.
They're phenomenal friends.
That's who decorated the whole studio.
And they really did a great
job. I mean, when I saw it the first time, I thought Ro had come down here and Ro Khan had decorated the place himself, you know, all jolly and quick like St. Nick, but apparently it's the friends of Tree Time.
Well, Ro is a very talented guy.
That he is, but I don't know the decorations are quite his forte. I don't know. I'll ask him about it. I suppose we could always ask.
What about a Bill and Wendy? Maybe they decorate.
Oh, absolutely. I could see them being talented, a thing like that. For sure.
Wendy seems like somebody who's
got a creative eye. Bill left, been around, knows what he's doing.
Right.
All no doubt about it.
All sorts of cheer in their households.
We need to talk a little fantasy football. Get a little cheer in your fantasy football life by setting your lineups. Our guy Vicente Fernandez of SportsManias.com joins us every week.
Vicente!
Our guys at SportsManias, and the app provides you the latest up-to-date fantasy news to help you set your lineups. That's handy if you have anyone on the Patriots because they're all hurt and out. And if you had Sports Manias, you'd know which ones are hurt and out. Vicente, what's up, my man? Thanks for coming on with us.
Doing well, guys. Thank you for having me on once again.
As always, Vicente, you know where I like to start, my friend. I love the quarterbacks. I get that the running backs are where you make your money, but I think the quarterbacks are more fun. Our guy Jay Cutler is playing a San Francisco defense that gives up 7,000 points a game. I looked it up. How high is Jay Cutler in your quarterback rankings this week?
Man, you're reading my mind this week already, because the two topics I want to talk about were the Patriots and Danny Amendola.
Oh, there we go.
And Jay Cutler. And Jay, you know, for what it's worth, he's got a fantastic matchup this week. I think his floor is a minimum of two touchdowns, in my opinion. I have him in my top seven quarterbacks going through this week, which is higher than he's been any other week. I really like the matchup that he has, and I expect good things from Jay Cutler and the Chicago Bears passing offense this week.
See, Vicente, I'm a more salt-of-the-earth guy. I'm not the quarterback. You know this about me, Vicente. I am, you know, the guys that really are in the trenches and get things done, which is not great for fantasy, but since you wanted to talk to Amy...
Carm wants to talk about individual defensive players, yeah. I think, is probably what he's talking about.
What? Throw out your Danny Amendola angle on the Patriots. How are you sizing that
up? How does that affect him?
Well, I think if Amendola, you know, right now he... As of a few hours ago, he was questionable. I think he's going to play, but he's going to have an opportunity to really have a big week. I mean, ever since Edelman went out, he's been producing around 10 fantasy points. And now that you have Gronk out as well, I'm looking at Amendola to be the clear number one target for Tom Brady, which always bodes well for whoever is that number one target. And he's obviously proved in the past that he can capitalize when he's getting targets. So if Amendola, and this is where the Sports Manias app comes in, obviously, as those 4 p.m. games are approaching tomorrow, be checking in on the Sports Manias app. Make sure that he's going to be in, but if he's in, start him. Because he should have a big day.
I got another one for that Sports Manias app and another place where it could come in handy. Devontae Freeman, I mean, he's passed the concussion protocols and everybody's saying he's going to play Sunday, but if you've got him, you need to know that for sure. Freeman and the Falcons get Tampa Bay. Does Freeman return to the top tier of running backs as he returns to the lineup for the Falcons? Is he just trustworthy as ever?
I think so. I think if he's in, you got to run with Freeman. I mean, his upside, as we've seen throughout the year, is as high as anybody's in the league. So I would absolutely place my trust in Freeman because of how high his ceiling is he starting. But like you said, that's one of those guys that you got to be checking in tomorrow on Sports Manias, on your fantasy news apps to make sure that he's going to be in.
Hi, Vicente. I can turn my mic on. Hey, let me ask you this question. Best wide receiver in New York.
Ooh.
Brandon Marshall, who Bears fans love to hate on, but they'd love to still have him deep down, even though they won't admit it. Or Odell Beckham Jr. Now, Beckham Jr. has the better hair, but Brandon's had a phenomenal season, man. He really has. Who would you take between those two the rest of the way?
Well, I'll tell you what. We, you know, at Sports Manias, we have an Odell Beckham emoji, right? So if he scores a touchdown, you can go ahead and send that out and celebrate, along with our Smoke and Jay emoji. But... I would say, in my opinion, you know, the receiver between those two that's been more consistent is Brandon Marshall. Marshall has been scoring touchdowns with the best of them in the league. That said, Odell obviously is a fantastic receiver. But I think if you're looking for a consistent play, I would go with Marshall at this point by how they've performed this fantasy season. But Odell obviously has a capacity to go for, you know, 100-plus yards and two touchdowns on any given night.
Especially if you're in a PPR league. You know, if you're getting points for catches, obviously Brandon Marshall is going to be that more consistent option for you. What do we know and what have we seen? How much have we learned about Thomas Rawls in Seattle supplanting Marshawn Lynch during his injuries? Is that a product of Seattle? Is he somebody that they were able to stash away and find the goods in? How much do you believe in that rushing attack there?
I think he has a lot of similar qualities to Marshawn, right? So it was like a natural handcuff and fit that if anything happened to him, he would be able to come in and play a very similar role, and that's exactly what we've seen. You know, he's now that Marshawn's out, he's one of the top fantasy running backs. And it's going to be a really interesting predicament going into next season, right? Because I expect Rawls to continue performing throughout this year. But obviously Marshawn is a huge name and somebody who's had a fantastic career. But I'm curious to see what happens in Seattle next year. But for what it's worth, the rest of this season, I'd like Rawls to put up similar numbers to what Marshawn was supposed to put up at the beginning of the season.
All right, Vicente Fernandez, our guy who gives you all the fantasy news here on The Beat every week. We do this. This is how we close it out. I need a bargain guy. I need somebody at the bottom of that roster. Is anybody you can fit into a flex position? I'll even take a quarterback if you want to get crazy here. But this week, Vicente, it's got to be a guy I think I can get into the back end of the rosters and maybe keep around for my playoff run. Somebody who's got a little bit more of a longer upside. Anybody fit that bill for you? Anybody that we can go out and snag onto those rosters that the other guys in our leagues who are sleeping through and hoping that their lineups carry them into the playoffs that we can get to give us the edge?
A guy I like, you know, and especially with his matchup this week, is David Johnson out in Arizona. He's somebody who, especially if you're in a PPR league, in terms of running backs, has a lot of upside. Obviously, there's been some injury troubles in that backfield. And earlier in the season, he was producing. So I like David Johnson from the Arizona Cardinals as a guy, a running back, that could come up and have a big week for you. And if you've been following the waiver wire, hopefully you have him on your roster. But if you're in a league where guys haven't been checking in as often, he's somebody that I would go pick up. I expect him to have a big week, and I think he's got upside potential throughout the season, especially in PPR leagues.
Vicente, we appreciate it as always, my friend. We'll check in with you again for the playoffs as they round the corner here. Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Absolutely. Vicente Fernandez of sportsmanias.com. Check out the newest feature, the Sports Manias football emoji keyboard.
I love Vicente.
I know. And I love the emoji. You just send...
That's pretty cool.
Oh, I love it.
Smoking Jay Cutler emoji.
I love it.
The greatest quarterback in the history of the game.
And the greatest emoji in the history of emoji keyboards. Yeah.